Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Poetry and Motivation. This is a daily podcast where you can find all of your inspirational and all of your motivational needs in one spot. I am your host, the Poetic Black Girl, and I love, love, love sharing dope stuff with you guys. Dope poems, dope motivational speeches, and today's piece is going to be a motivational speech by the one and the only Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey is an American comedian and actor, and he is very funny. If you have not checked him out, you should definitely click the link in the description below to see the original video where you can visually see him in a series of different interviews talking about manifestation, because his motivational speech today is going to be about manifesting and how he has manifested, you know, the life that he is presently living. He went from being homeless to being a multi-millionaire and a successful comedian, actor, writer. So without further ado, I will let Jim Carrey get into it.
Jim Carrey who can walk down the street just doing anything he wants to and get away with it because nobody knows you. You know, after a while, hopefully it'll be to the point where I can't walk out in the street. Won't that be funny? where it'll be impossible to walk anywhere without being recognized.
When you create yourself to make it, you're going to have to either let that creation go and take a chance on being loved or hated for who you really are, or you're going to have to kill who you really are and fall into your grave grasping onto a character that you never were. I saw this psychic palm reader sign, and she gave me a reading. And she said, you're about to do three things, three movies that will be very, very, very big and very important. And after that, it will be impossible for anyone to knock you down from that place. I worked in factories. I had a ninth grade education. And it's a series of like crushing disappointments, and I just go into a different gear. I go into, don't know how it's going to write itself, but it will. You know, I don't know how. You know, I mean, I'm the guy who wrote the $10 million check to himself and had it come to fruition. I'm the guy who had the substitute teacher in grade two who said that, whenever I want something, I pray to the Virgin Mary and I ask her for it and I promise something in return and I get whatever I want.
So didn't you write yourself a check? I heard that you did. Is that true?
I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I gave myself 5 years.
My dad could never afford a bicycle, so I went, okay. I went home and I prayed for a bicycle and promised I'd say the rosary in return, and then I got a bicycle. Showed up in my living room. Brand new Mustang bike. I put it in one of the scenes in Eternal Sunshine. A Mustang bike with a banana seat.
Just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million.
So you visualized...
From then on, it was whenever I wanted something to happen, I manifested it. I stood there in an open field like this with my arms out.
Can you tell me about your dad?
My father was not only the funniest man in the room, but he was a fantastic saxophone player. And before I was born, he had an orchestra in Toronto. But, you know, in order to be something special, you had to leave Canada and come down to the States and prove yourself in the States. He was a little bit afraid of that transition, and also he had a family to take care of, so he became an accountant. And as time wore on, it wore him down, you know? It wore him down, and he got a little bit bitter, especially when he lost his job when he was 51. That really broke him. Not only was he compromising to raise a family, but when you compromise and you fail, it really hurts. It hurts even more than failing at what you love. So that was an example for me.
And a lot of people don't know this, but when I was about 14 or 15, my father lost his job, and I actually became homeless for quite some time. Of course, I grew up in Canada, so I thought we had just gone camping, you know.
I learned that you can fail at what you don't love, so you might as well do what you love. There's really no choice to be made. What you want to be, you know?
Where did that transition take place?
Somewhere in the middle of absolute confusion, absolute disappointment, absolute the fruition of all of my dreams, standing there with everything anybody else had ever dreamed about having and be unhappy. Where did this character come from? What is the dirt that the pearl is built around? And the pearl is the personality that you build around yourself as a protection against that thought. If they ever find out that I'm worthless, if they ever find out that I'm not enough, I'll be destroyed. I don't want anything. That's the craziest thing, and it's the weirdest thing to say in a place like America, where I have no ambition. I really, truly don't.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it. Because life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. How do I know this? I don't, but I'm making sound, and that's the important thing. That's what I'm here to do. Sometimes I think that's the only thing that's important, really, you know? It's just letting each other know we're here. Yeah. Reminding each other that we're part of a larger self.
If you don't know, I am a big supporter of manifestation and of the law of attraction and of spiritual growth and personal development. So I talk about manifestation a lot in my personal life, and I refer to the law of attraction a lot as well. And I think that these are super important concepts to understand when it comes to really getting what you want out of life and being happy. Happiness is the key. Happiness is what we are all striving for in a way. I would be happy if I had a soundproof microphone so you guys wouldn't hear the New York streets. So if you want to, you can definitely support this podcast on Anchor with a small monthly contribution. A little bit really does go a long way for me. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you tomorrow with another episode. Bye.